Welcome to AMA Edgewise. I'm Dave Summers. AMA Edgewise is brought to you by the American Management Association. Andrew Miller is an operations expert whose clients include the Bank of Nova Scotia, McKesson Canada, 3M Canada, Mount Sinai Hospital, and other world-class institutions. Before starting his firm in 2006, he held senior consulting positions with IBM's Business Consulting Services and PricewaterhouseCoopers Consulting. He is the author of Redefining Operational Excellence, New Strategies for Maximizing Performance and Profits Across the Organization, and is published by AMACOM, a division of the American Management Association. Andrew, welcome to Edgewise today.
Well, thanks for having me on the program, Dave.
Let's just jump in here. Can you explain, in your terms, what is operational excellence?
Well, it's a very good question, and I think the first thing I want to make sure we understand is that operational excellence is a mindset. It's not a methodology, and it's really about the constant pursuit to try and improve performance and maximize profitability. And I think really operational excellence is important because it brings together a bunch of different concepts and a bunch of different strategies around how to attract and retain the best people, about driving innovation and collaboration, about aligning strategy and tactics, about acquiring and keeping the customers you want, and optimizing speed.
How is this changing in companies right now?
I think the important thing to realize is the business environment is changing, customers are changing, and operational excellence, really the term itself, had its beginnings in a manufacturing mind frame. So if we think of things like the Toyota production system, Six Sigma, Lean, those kinds of things. And I think really what's changing now is the expectation of customers is changing. The world is moving at a much faster pace, so innovation has to move much more quickly. And I think we've seen enough companies be successful for long periods of time that we're able to see what are the actual characteristics that those companies have. And we can say, in order to be a consistently excellent company, there are a few things that you need to be able to do.
Now, in the book, you write about how great organizations can find money and performance boosts in areas that they don't normally look for these types of improvements. Can you give us a couple of examples or insights into where that hidden gold might be?
Sure. I think the first thing that I'll say is that really does separate the most successful companies from everybody else. They really are able to find that money, find, as you said, those nuggets of gold, those areas for performance boosts all across their organization. So a couple of quick examples. If you think of most organizations, how they focus very heavily on what I'll call acquiring new customers, meaning they spend a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of resources on actually getting new customers. But then they also typically move on to the next deal. We've got a new customer, let's move on to the next prospective customer and focus on bringing them in as a new customer. What they forget about is what I call the onboarding of new customers. And what that really means is how quickly and effectively you bring on new customers so they start buying from you and using what you offer right away. I recently just worked with a client on what I call accelerating their onboarding process. But what the nice byproduct of that was, not only did we increase the speed with which they could bring on new customers, but their customer retention went up by 10%. Because not only could they recognize this new revenue faster by bringing on the new customers more quickly, but they also retained customers better because this was really the first experience that customers had with this organization. So that's an example of finding money and a performance boost where you don't normally look because you normally focus on, we got the deal, let's move on to the next deal. A second example, whereas most organizations, this will resonate with a lot of people, most organizations have some kind of customer service function where they field customer complaints. It might be local, it might be outsourced, but you'll have some kind of function where customers can call up and field their complaints. And usually those kinds of call centers or customer service centers are measured on things like the volume of calls they take in an hour, the level of satisfaction customers have. So one of the things that I challenge my clients with, and an example of finding money, would be how about if you measured how many of those customer complaints you turned into new sales? So you're actually completely flipping the metric on its head to say we're not going to be worried about satisfaction, we're not worried about volume, we're going to be worried about how many of those complaints can we actually turn into new sales, new revenue. So really the key to finding money in performance boosts is that you look for opportunity in every department and every division, in every process and every procedure. And the best part about it is that you find this money and you make these performance improvements without making any capital investment.
And why is collaboration so important in driving successful innovation?
I think innovation and collaboration really go hand in hand. You can't really innovate and get sustainable results without collaborating with others. A great idea is only that until it gets implemented and the results are achieved. So you see, the most successful organizations are able to collaborate both internally and externally in order to exponentially improve the results they achieve. And that might mean soliciting input from employees, from customers, from suppliers, from other business partners. And then the question becomes is, what do you do with all of these great ideas? And the most successful organizations are able to have a formal way to manage those ideas, to prioritize those ideas, and then to measure them in order to gain the largest and most sustainable impact.
So what does the future of operational excellence look like?
The future is we have to throw away old terms and old methodologies. We've got to get rid of the archaic methodologies that we deal with now. We have to stop using words like efficiency, productivity, standardization, waste elimination, customer satisfaction. These terms don't tell us how successful an organization could be, only how it's currently performing. So we need to move beyond problem solving and restoring past performance and truly raise the bar on how organizations operate.
And what are the three key concepts of this new operational excellence approach?
Well, that's a very good question, because I say that there are more than three, but since you asked for only three, I'll give you those. I think the three key concepts organizations need to focus on are improving the effectiveness and execution, fostering innovation, and driving growth. If you look at successful organizations, they don't survey customers and ask them what they want. They determine the right experience for those customers, and they provide it. They don't worry about employee turnover because they hire the best people and they're able to keep them. They're not satisfied with the status quo. They realize that if they're not growing, then they're declining. If they're not innovating, then they're losing ground to the competition. And if they're not effective at execution, then even the best strategy will fail. So the future of operational excellence is on the front lines of an organization, and that's where success will happen.
We've been speaking to Andrew Miller. He's author of a great new book entitled Redefining Operational Excellence, New Strategies for Maximizing Performance and Profits Across the Organization. Again, it's published by AMACOM, Division of the American Management Association. Andrew, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thanks, Dave. It was my pleasure.
Follow the American Management Association on Twitter to learn about upcoming free programs, the latest news, management insights, and special offers. You can follow us at AMANET. That's AMANET. Hope to tweet to you real soon. Here at the AMA, we value your feedback. If you've ever attended any of our webcasts, webinars, or seminars, you've no doubt encountered our feedback surveys. Well, our podcasts are no different. You can either email us at podcast@amanet.org or call 800-697-3406. Your comments may become part of a future program. Thanks for taking us along. I'm Dave Summers, and you've been listening to AMA's Edgewise.